This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There's your Joe Wechter. He's at controls. You know, when Joe's there, you're going to get that hardcore rock and roll. And we're off and running. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. Al Morgani with Rhea Hughes. It's Wednesday. Angelo Cataldi off, and then he's off for a long time after that. Is this my last time running the show? Might be.
Is it?
I think, because I have a game next Tuesday night, so I don't really know. Well, I guess it depends on the Eagles season.
Yes, it does.
Happens, so,
me saying he'd be gone in 2 weeks. He's like, no, hopefully six. I wasn't doing the math correct.
Oh, anyway, we got lots to talk about. It's a weird time when you have the bye to kind of go over what's gone on. So we'll talk about some NFL stuff, what the Eagles have to clean up, what they don't, how you clean it up. I don't even know.
Well, you clean it up by Jalen Hurts being healthy.
Yeah, it's simple.
It seems fairly simple to me.
You can't follow that at all. So we have lots of stuff going on today. Because it's Wednesday, we have the wheel.
Yes.
So we have all sorts of prizes on the wheel. We have all sorts of stuff going on here. We have a Visa card, a $50 Visa gift card, Hand and Stone massage or facial gift card for a 15-minute massage or facial. We go to any of their sites. They're all over the place. $50 gift card to a Metro Diner. Lots of food. $25 gift card to Burger King. $50 gift card to, and this, we're going to actually get food from these people today. Captain Chuckie's Crab Cake Company.
That was a big hit when I brought it home that day.
Oh, it was terrific. A $50 gift card to Nabraza. That's the Brazilian Steakhouse at the Iron Abbey in Horsham. A $25 gift card to Boston Market. So all kinds of stuff going on. And, of course, as always, the Phillies Vintage Bobblehead and a gift card to Dogs and Cats Rule.
Great place.
Yes, absolutely. I sent out a, I don't know if I put it on Twitter or some other media. This was hilarious because I have one of these things. You got one of them vacuum cleaners that
the Roomba?
Goes on, Roomba?
I got it for Christmas, and I had to wait to take down all the Christmas decorations, and I'm going to set it up hopefully this week. I cannot wait.
I set mine up. I told you my story with Jamaica with the Roomba was
yes.
Just a joke. But this, there's this video of this black lab lying there, and the Roomba just keeps banging into him, and he won't move. It's hilarious.
I'm pretty sure Judy will not be a fan.
Oh, no. Just, and the thing keeps bumping because, you know, it literally reads the room.
Yeah.
And
she does not like the vacuum cleaner nor the broom. I sometimes just do the broom because she's sleeping on her bed and I don't want to disturb her. She gets upset about that.
Oh, no. Some of the cats ride the Roomba.
Yes, that's
so
fun.
So that's pretty cool. So that's because we got that. We got all kinds of stuff going on here. So. Anything you want to talk about with the Eagles, we have it. We have a wheel going on because I'm told it's National Milk Day.
I'm a big milk fan. Are you?
No.
I probably have a glass every evening.
I was with Steve Coates drinks milk all the time. So we're on a flight coming home from California, and I'll have two things of milk. I'm like, huh? Milk.
I love milk.
I just put it in coffee. I put half of it's coffee and half of it's milk. Or
cream.
Half and
I
half,
do cream. Yes.
Half and half, whatever it's called. And it's like, so we're doing things that go with milk. There are certain things that you want with milk. You don't see it ordered at a restaurant very often. It's
no.
Kind of odd. To
chocolate
see
milk.
Yeah, sometimes yeah. Chocolate milk. So with anything that goes with milk. We get our chance on the prize wheel to go on. And yesterday was... the ticket day for the Eagles, they weren't many. Somebody said
there's a lot available.
Yeah, it's not a lot available. And see what the prices are, what you're willing to pay for this game.
Well, I heard
game.
One guy had called in because you're getting them at face value, but the minute that you don't get it, they immediately shift you to the secondary market where they're, you know, outrageous.
Well, and they're partners with.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you'll end up paying whatever.
You're wondering about that.
Yeah, but I was like, I'm like, well, just sell your tickets for the first round because they're going to win. and then that'll pay for your second round.
Exactly.
And so you can kind of game the system a little bit if you're there. So we're going to take your calls on what's concerning you about the Eagles, what's concerning you about the NFL, what's concerning you about anything with football. I'm really optimistic. I'm way more optimistic than almost anybody.
I'm better because it's Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
And that Jalen Hurts is back.
Yeah.
And that Nick Sirianni is being interesting as always. So yesterday, Al, he was on with us on Monday.
Yeah.
And he was very, if he wanted to talk, he had his dad there. He was feeling good, which he should.
Yeah.
They got the bye. But yesterday, he spoke, gave a couple updates. They're hopeful that Josh Sweat is going to get back, which would be huge. Jalen Hurts was sore, hurt like hell during the game is what he said.
Yeah.
But hopefully he's going to be well. But he was talking about the process they go through. And he had a very interesting analogy.
We feel like we're very systematic with that process. It's the only really way I know how to do it and then just try to improve it each time. So it's very, very, very similar because, when you go back and you, I don't know, I make taco soup sometimes for my family. Like I make the taco soup how I made it the last time because, well, my kids don't love it, but my wife likes it. So I make the taco soup the way I did last time, and then, why do my kids not like it? Well, because I didn't give them enough Fritos on the side, right? So then I'll maybe add a couple Fritos. So it's like you have a plan. I'll probably get made fun of for that, but that's okay. You have a plan of what you want to do, and you follow that plan, but always trying to make it a little bit better.
What? Taco soup.
He compared the process and how he self-scouts, figuring out what they can do better, to making taco soup.
Like
and
chili.
As soon as I heard that, Al, I imagine that you're a person who's never had a taco.
I don't eat tacos, but I went to California last week. This is really ironic. And we went to, it was New Year's Day, so there were a lot of stuff not open. And got in late, so I'm sitting there, and then I said, do you have any soup? Because like Rick Tockett, I like soup.
Yes.
So she goes, yeah, we have taco soup, but I've never had taco soup. So
I mentioned this to Al before the show, and he goes, "I just had taco soup." I go, "You gotta be kidding me!"
JJ, JJ was there from the Flyers, and I said, "All right, I'll try the taco soup." And for me to order something and then not eat it is very rare. But I didn't even like when it came out. What it looked like these things floating on it. And
it's
like,
more like a stew almost because it's ground beef. It's got. Beans in it, all kinds of stuff.
Oh, no, there was a garden. And
chilies on top of it.
It looked like a flooded out garden.
Did you even try to take a bite?
Yeah, I tried to. I figured if I took the thing that was floating on top, the bread thing, that maybe I could deal with this a little bit. But it was spicy.
Yeah, you don't do spicy.
It was expensive, too. Well, it's, hotel bar.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And, of course, it comes in one of those. Like, to me, it looked like a dish that you would have in, like, a bowl,
It's more like a stew.
Comfort food type of thing.
Oh, that's absolutely what
it is. But it comes in this fancy, how they have those big, the bowl that goes up to your shoulders, and then there's, like, a puddle of food underneath? It's like one of those things. I'm like, well, this, and I'm nice about it. I'm like, can I have a Coke and a
roll of bread.
Roll.
I know you. A roll with butter.
That's all. Can I please give me this?
The likelihood that you just had taco soup.
Because there was nothing else. It was New Year's Day. She goes, no, this is the only.
There was nothing else on the menu.
Well, no other soup.
Oh, okay.
And that's
gotcha.
All I wanted because we were going to dinner later. And this thing comes out. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, taco soup is more like a stew. I might actually make it today and bring it in tomorrow.
No. It was horrible. And I was like, all right. And I just, but I guess that's what they say. If you're going to make me cook the food, let me get the ingredients. Unfortunately, Howie got him the ingredients.
Howie got him very good ingredients.
He got him primary stuff. So, yeah. So I guess we'd take anybody's taco soup recipe.
I love to make soup, and I like to make Italian wedding soup, with the little meatballs.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you make it with the escarole, and, sometimes you put pasta in it, sometimes you do, like, an egg. So my son does not like it, so I feel Nick on that. he just likes meatball soup.
Yeah.
Just the meatballs and the broth.
Basics.
And that's it.
Because some people, when they start getting carried away, they just start throwing stuff
in. I get carried away.
They just start, like, chili. Yes. Oh, throw the, what did you put in it? Whatever was in the house.
Exactly.
Oh, good. Good. And meantime, when you go out, like, they're under these instructions, like, everything listed because somebody might be allergic to, you know, kitchen dust or whatever the hell.
Well, you do have to list it. I was in New York one time and ordered a chicken dish, and it came out piled with onions on top of it. Ugh. I don't eat onions. So I asked for the menu. She goes, well, I just said, I just want to make sure. I look at the menu. I go, you didn't put on there that there were onions on it. And she goes, well, you know, it's flavored. I go, that's not flavored. That's a that's like a side dish.
Oh, I hate onions.
No, I'm not an onion fan.
No, so we'll talk. We'll get some, maybe we'll get some taco soup recipes.
They're all different.
Is it just taco soup because there's a taco floating about?
Well, it's just because it's got ground beef, it's got beans, it's got, you know, Mexican flavoring.
Can I just say, hell of a taco and a glass of water?
Have you ever actually eaten a taco?
No.
Oh, my God. No. You're missing out.
Yeah, no, just you know, just go get a hamburger.
I went to Chili's recently and they'd taken the chicken tacos off the menu and
really?
I was so disappointed.
I still go there a lot.
No, they have great food.
Yeah.
They have a great salad.
Yeah. So, we'll talk some about I actually had the I like to go get the soup. Like when I talk to Rick Tockett, mm-hmm. and he still talks soup all every meal he have a soup and so does Jonesy.
Oh, if there's a supermarket that has a soup bar, I'm hitting it.
Oh yeah. And so we had a big argument over the bread bowl. Do you ever get the bread bowl?
I did. I didn't care for it.
I like it. I mean, because I eat the bread. So it was good.
Tockett, not a bread.
Not a bread bowl
guy.
Yeah,
see, I'm with Tockett on that.
Not a bread bowl guy. You just get it and then get a separate thing of bread that you kind of dip in it. So we'll talk. We got lots of food talk going on. Lots of football talk going on. Lots to worry about. And we've got Ross. Oh, man, when he hears about taco soup.
Oh, I can't wait to bring up the taco soup with him.
Absolutely. He'll be crazy about it.
He will break it down, you know, ingredient by ingredient.
I don't know that press boxes have.
Soup, yeah.
Have it very often. They usually just give you something that's quick and easy.
Omelets. Eagles always would do omelets for 1 o'clock games, which was
something
nice.
Something like that. So we'll see what's going on there. All right, let's check in. Let's go to Clementon and talk to Jim. Good morning, Jim.
Hi, Al and Rhea.
Morning.
Good morning. I wouldn't eat taco soup either.
I don't know. It just I can't believe this came up. Literally, this just happened this week to me, and it was because there was no other option. I said, I'll give it a try, and I left it. So what do you got on the Eagles there, Jim?
Okay. I'm hoping now. Of course, Rhea mentioned, if we get Sweat back, and how about Maddox, our defense will be at 100%.
The Maddox thing is huge, and I didn't think that there might have been a chance, but we had Brandon Graham on yesterday. And, Joe, I don't know if you can find the Brandon cut from yesterday. He mentioned Lane. He mentioned Jalen was back. He mentioned Lane. He mentioned Avante. And then he also said that Avante was out of the boot, was getting out of the boot. So.
Yeah, even if he maybe misses the first playoff game, comes back for the championship game and the Super Bowl, that would be tremendous.
I like how you're planning ahead,
Jim.
Yeah,
I do, too.
I like it.
I'm planning ahead.
I like it.
Yeah, so hopefully they come back.
They'll come back. I mean, I mentioned before, this is people are afraid to be
optimistic,
worry-free.
Ooh.
Well, the last month was a little concerning, and I'm taking out the two Minshew games.
Right.
Yeah, but it's still, people are afraid to be, they're afraid to be.
Think they're very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, it's a. Because it's you're afraid of the old Anani Sunday thing. You know, everything can go sideways, but it shouldn't.
No,
if you just it should be clear. You're clearly the better team. I don't care who they're playing. All right, do you have something that goes well with milk, Jim?
Well, I'll give the obvious answer: chocolate chip cookies.
Ugh, I love it.
Yeah, I've never been 11. You get the $25 gift card to Dogs and Cats Rule.
No, I'm bad. If there are chocolate chip cookies in the house, I will dip them in milk. Love it.
Yeah, any kind of cookie usually, but I mean, you got to have the right glass.
Oh yeah, the glass is key.
Yeah, you got to have the right.
Can't have too tall of a glass because then the milk gets warm.
Yeah,
it's got to be a small glass, very cold.
Yeah, cold is the key.
I can only drink milk ice cold.
Ice, yeah. I
stick it in the back of the fridge where it's nice and cold.
I don't even think I'm trying to think. Last time I bought, I don't think I've ever bought milk.
Once a week.
Never.
It's a big. It goes in our house pretty big.
Nah, since the when the kids leave, it's like then.
I drink it more than anybody else.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I don't even think I've. I'm not thinking the last time I even poured a thing of milk. I don't think it happens.
So we have the Brandon cut. I just want to play, what he said about the injuries.
Man, I'm not worried. We got Jalen back. We're going to have Lane. We're going to have all the guys. CD got his experience from being back. I mean, not being there for a minute. He felt good being out there. And hopefully Avante is added to the crew, man. And then, bam, we're going to be full strength and ready to go.
Brandon's very, very confident. And then he went on to say that Avante said he's getting out of the boot soon.
That's great.
So
it's all the confidence going in.
What happened when Avante went out in the Dallas game.
Yeah, you got healthy. Yeah. You get healthy. You go and you feel good. You feel good about it. You hit it running. It basically is what you feel.
Here's the Maddox one.
Who knows? We got 2 weeks, and I know he told me he was getting out that boot. So that was a great sign. Knowing about that turf toe a little bit, and mine was on a mild scale. I want to see how he's feeling when I get back. I'm probably see him this week because we go up there, and then we'll go from there. But even if we don't get him this one, it'll be nice to get him after we take care of business.
There you go.
There you go. And awesome. How he's not in the running for comeback player of the year. Off an Achilles, 34 years old, and the year he had.
They don't want to give him too many things.
Geno Smith, good for he had it. He had a you were replacing Russell. I get it, but not over Brandon.
It's the position.
Yeah, well, it's of course,
it's
quarterback.
It's as simple. It's the position. And Brandon's, I like the fact that he keeps mentioning the man of the year thing.
It's important to him.
Well, that's what's cool about it. It isn't just something in addition to. It's like that's like really, really crucial.
He is so beloved in that building because he does everything.
Yeah, I think that's really cool that you really cherish that much. It's not just okay. I got this too. No, it's really really important. All right, we're gonna get to Wyoming. Lots of people online here. Connie, Sean, Pat, Jason, everybody else on the side. Time of 94 WIP is 6:17.
Home shows provide homeowners the deepest discounts of the year on remodeling projects, and right now, Window Nation is bringing home show savings right into your home. Schedule a free, no obligation, in-home demonstration today. Lock in this incredible offer. Get two free windows with every two you buy. No limit, plus pay no interest for 60 months. Imagine the savings in cost and lower energy bills. But you don't just have to imagine how beautiful new Window Nation windows will look in your home. You can actually see it by using their free virtual visualizer at windownation.com/homeshow. All you got to do is upload a picture of your house and try out hundreds of options online. Get design tips from the experts and learn how Window Nation's trained installation specialists have helped over 150,000 homes with over 96% satisfaction. Call Window Nation today, 866-90-NATION, or go to windownation.com/homeshow. Get two windows free with every two you buy. Pay no interest for 60 months. That's 5 full years. Window Nation, proud to be endorsed by Jalen Hurts. Brought to you by Dr. Glatt. Nick Sirianni says the Eagles are hopeful Josh Sweat will be able to play in 2 weeks, about 11 or 12 days till the Eagles play in the divisional round as they are off on a bye this week. Sweat suffered a neck injury in the Saints loss. Sirianni also said Jalen Hurts came out of the Giants win sore because he's still healing from his shoulder injury. Sixers rolled past the Detroit Pistons, 147-116. Joel Embiid with 36 points. Failing or thinning hair, call the region's premier hair restoration expert for men and women, Dr. Paul Glatt. Book a consultation at drglatt.com. NBC 10 First Alert forecast, some sun early, becoming cloudy with a high of 46. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
Alrighty, we're back, 94 WIP. It's Wednesday. That means I'm here, Al Morgani, with Rhea Hughes. Won't be here running this show much longer, so maybe I'll take it into the rocks today.
Oh, thank you, Al. I appreciate that.
Maybe we'll crash. We'll go. We got lots of Eagles stuff to talk about, lots of Eagles people. You know, I was just thinking, you have it, Sirianni, with the taco soup. You know, it's really bizarre. The last three Eagles coaches have had food associations.
Chip Kelly, Doug Peterson.
Doug Peterson had ice cream.
The ice cream, love the ice cream.
And remember, Angelo would bring the pie and a pecan pie.
The pecan pie.
And I'm thinking, like, and then there are athletes that are like the Skittles with
Marshawn
Lynch. Yes. It's really weird. Like they get known for a certain, a certain food. When you think about it, this guy is this. It's so strange. I'm thinking now he's not gonna be able to shake this taco soup thing.
One way or another.
You just and he knows as he's saying it.
It's almost like he's trolling. He goes, "Well, I know I'm gonna get made fun of."
Well,
for
yeah,
this.
Yeah. But I like that. He's like, okay.
And by the way, Fritos, underrated chip.
Fritos
are a great chip. They're actually awesome in onion dip.
Fritos. Yep. Yeah, those are fine. They've been around forever.
Been around forever.
Can
love
you put
them.
Potato chips in? Regular potato chips in taco soup? Does that work? No?
Probably like nacho chips.
Nacho chips? I've eaten those, but I don't put any dip. I don't like dip.
Two words. Pecan pie.
I went one time with Angelo. It was a little embarrassing.
And Doug with the ice cream.
Yes.
And once you get known for something. Yeah. When you get known that you like something, you can't stop people from giving it to you.
No, no.
It's like they're going to, he's coming over. And if you lie about it to say that you liked it, the worst thing you could possibly do is go somewhere and say, oh, that was so good. And then every time you go
They make it. You don't want to tell them you were just being nice.
I don't want any of that, please. Here, take some home.
Yeah.
The dog will get fat. That's let's see, where are we going now? Let's check in with, we'll go over to Brookhaven from the legendary Walter. Good morning, Walter.
Good morning, everybody. How are you guys doing?
How are you, Walter? Do you like taco soup?
No soup for you, Al.
No. You know what I do like? I get upset if I go to Wawa, and I like the soup at Wawa, right? But I really like the tomato bisque, I guess it's called. And sometimes they don't have it.
And you're disappointed.
I am really disappointed when they don't
have
it.
I've never had the soup at Wawa.
It's good. Everything at Wawa is good. If you can't, you know, if it's, you don't need it if it's not at Wawa. But they have, I go there a lot, and it's like I do get disappointed that it's not there. What do you got for us, Walter?
You know what's really good at Wawa? Turkey on a roll, dry.
Yeah.
Oh, that you're right up Al's alley.
Yeah, and with a tomato soup. Tomato soup.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What do you got for us, Walter?
Jalen Hurts, 14-1 this year. I was watching a football show right after the Eagles game Sunday night, and they had the Eagles at 34% chance of winning the Super Bowl.
34%. Right.
34%. And I just can't believe that they come up with these odds for.
Were they the best in the NFC?
No.
They
Who
weren't.
Was better?
Who was better? Dallas? Yeah.
No, the 49ers.
Yeah. I guess I could see that. I don't know. I don't buy the quarterback and the clutch, but
I mean, the defense has been great.
They're on a roll, as they say.
Well, 10 straight, Al.
Yeah, that's a bit
that's
of a roll.
Roll.
Yeah, it's a wah-wah roll.
Yes.
They're on a roll. So I guess you could. But that couldn't have been that much higher because, I mean, honestly, you have to give the AFC teams – an advantage coming in. I mean, whoever it's going to be, they're going to be the favorite to win the Super Bowl, I would think.
Yeah,
Buffalo,
Kansas City.
You know, those two are going to. You know, those would be the ones. If somehow they don't end up there, then the Eagles could be. What have you got it for us there, Walter?
What else do I have for you?
Yeah. No, I guess I'm asking for the what goes good with milk.
Oh, chocolate.
Huh?
Chocolate milk.
No. That doesn't go good.
Yeah, well, it's chocolate in milk.
Chocolate in milk?
Yes, Al. Let me see if I can explain the concept to you. You have milk.
But it already comes already chocolate.
No. Oh. You get the Hershey syrup and you pour it in. You can get more.
Oh, $25 gift card to the Boston Market you get. So, wait a minute.
We keep syrup. We have
chocolate milk. Caramel, it already comes chocolate.
Strawberry and chocolate milk. No, you don't. You can make your own chocolate milk, Al.
Oh. Well, why would you do that? It's
because you can put more chocolate in it?
I guess. I mean, you can just go buy it. Buy it right out of the...
Yeah, it's more expensive.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
Yeah.
So you get the can and...
You get the Hershey syrup.
Oh, I put that on ice cream. But
it's also, it's got a double pert, and then later in the night when you have, when I make ice cream for them, they get that syrup on it.
I guess that makes sense. You go in and then, but do you ever dip like a cookie in chocolate milk?
No.
But that would be,
that's a sugar rush right there.
That's dangerous.
No, I do not do that.
That is dangerous. All right, let's go over to, up to Orland, I guess, up there. Orland, Charlie, good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Rhea.
Good morning.
Al, if I don't get to talk to you, thanks for the last 30 plus years.
Al, he's talking to you. Yeah, sorry. Al literally lost his headphones was thanking you for the past 30 years.
Oh, no worries. I'll do another 30 if you want. What have you got for us, Charlie?
The Phillies. You think they should look into signing Trevor Bauer, or would he be too much of a distraction?
That's a
dicey one.
It is. He's really good.
And very toxic.
I'm a second, third, and fourth chance guy. And
that guy is...
The stories were horrible.
Pretty horrible.
But they seemed, even according to the courts, they seemed consensual, even if they were horrible.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, I would. But I just...
You said you wanted to drive it into the rocks today,
well,
Al. Here we go, careening into the rocks.
I mean... a guy learns his lesson. He's a certain age, and I guess I would check with the locker room to see if they what the temperature would be in there.
Outside of those issues, he never struck me as a likable guy.
No, but he's a really good.
I understand. I know you're going to keep going back to that.
Yeah, I know. I would investigate it.
He hasn't played in 2 years.
I gotta say though. I might have to take that back because I like this team. I like the locker room.
Exactly.
I think I would probably go to the team leaders, and my assumption would they'd say no.
Yeah.
So if I was a bad team or a team of that didn't have this kind of feeling about it, I might. I have to revamp that answer because it's these Phillies with this locker room. And the way people feel about it, I'd say no. If I was a GM somewhere else, the Red Sox are unlikable.
We'd have to check with the GM Bryce Harper.
If I was in Boston, I would do it. I would not do it here because I like what this team is right now.
What, do you not like the Red Sox?
They're just not likable.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to clarify.
Well, they're just not likable.
Got it.
Right now.
So a non-likable team,
yeah,
like the Cleveland Browns with Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, then go.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, go. But not here. Not this Philly. The Phillies, I like the people right now. So okay. I would revamp that. I would say I would not do it. I would not do it. And whoever gets them, somebody will take a chance, I would think.
Of course they will.
And, maybe you learn your lesson and turn into a good soldier. We'll see what happens. All right, Charlie, you got anything that goes with milk?
Cake.
Cake.
Yeah,
there you go.
That's a simple thing. Absolutely. You got a spin for that. Any kind of cake. And you'd get a prize. You get number 12. You get the, Phillies vintage bobblehead.
There you go. I was asking about the Phils.
Yeah, and the Phils kind of lurking in the background with what's gone on. The Eagles take up so much of our time every single day that you kind of lose track on what's going on.
Well, they did have the fall to themselves. Pretty much.
Well, actually,
with the Eagles being undefeated,
yeah,
it was all Phillies.
Yeah, but the people, the Eagles, it's almost impossible to knock the NFL off the pedestal.
The Phillies did a pretty good job.
Yeah,
they really did because it was so unexpected.
Yeah, well, and I actually think it'll show up at spring training this year.
Oh, it will.
And people showing up, going down, having a good time down. Everything's open now.
Yeah.
And going down to Clearwater, seeing what's going on. I think it'll really show up. And I've not read anything about their ticket sales. I don't know how it's going down there. But I would think that they certainly got a bump in that on what's gone on. So I think there's plenty of room for it. But that I think when you'll probably go down to spring training, I would think.
Yes, we are.
I think it'll be a party. It'll be an absolute party down there.
Well, it always is down there.
With the team being this good.
Yeah, people love it.
Oh yeah,
down there.
And it's, you know, having not gone for a while, I think people
will be fun to be back.
Go back to what used to be and have a real good time down there with a really good team and a good bunch of guys to see what's going on. All right, we're going to talk lots about the Eagles on what's gone on, what's coming up, the whole NFL, what's coming up as they go into a
wild card weekend.
They're calling it Super Wild Card Weekend.
Well, yeah,
because
right? it's three days now.
Is this the only Monday, or is
I think it's the only Monday?
The only
because of the added team.
Yes.
Yeah, because of the added team. Did you see that Jerry Jones was asked if Mike McCarthy doesn't win? No.
No, I was talking to a cap gun on the Overlap show.
TK, Tom Kelly.
Yeah, and he was talking about, you know, playing the Cowboys. You know, people still consider them. People do watch them.
Oh yeah.
But they've now entered the territory of from respect to a joke. They're now more a joke.
They've been very inconsistent down the stretch.
Yeah, and their record in the postseason or not getting there or what is now, and the coach and the owner, they've now entered into that they're a joke. Like, I don't think anybody fears them in the playoffs.
No. That's the point is, they could play like they did against Washington and Dak did, which is his worst career percentage ever, or they could play like they played against Eagles and put up 40 points.
But nobody expects them to in the playoffs. They've become that team that when the chips are, you know, down, they fall.
There was an interesting stat put out there the other day, Al, that they're not very good on grass. They have one win this season on
grass. Unless they're smoking it.
Ba-dum-bum.
No, really. I would never, if I was neutral, bet on them to win an important game.
Who are you taking on Monday?
Whoever Dallas plays, they lose.
Well, they're playing your boy.
Yeah, they'll lose.
Tom Brady.
And Brady stinks. I know. Well, although that could be, you see, this would set them up for an even bigger loss, Dallas. Like the losing to the Eagles here.
Oh, it would be awful. Jerry up in the box.
This might, you know, this might even play more into their joke that they would do that. That they would do the coming.
No, I prefer they lose just so they could keep being losing on opening, you know, weekend.
Yeah, it could be, and then you know the coaches and got the backing of the owner. No, they've entered that territory where not just Stephen A. Smith, but everybody they just jump on them. That they've gone from they are still America's, but they're America's losers now.
And Dak starts to really come under.
Oh yeah,
frankly. Any other quarterback does what he did in the playoffs last year with those 11 seconds.
Yeah.
Gets destroyed.
Yeah.
He pretty much hasn't.
They
right after.
They become America's losers. All right, Marcy, Jason, Sean, Connie, everybody else on this side, we'll get to you when we come back. Time of 94 WIP is 6:36. And you know what, football fans? You can call your own plays, your very own plays, during the NFL playoffs, which obviously start this weekend with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. It's America's number one sportsbook because when you bet NFL same-game parlays from now through January 16th, all customers get up to $100 in free bets, win or lose. All you have to do is place a total of $20 or more on NFL SGP or SGP Plus bets during this wild card round. The more you bet, the more you get back in free bets. NFL same game parlays, they're the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance at an even larger payday. Maybe you want to look at that legendary quarterback down in Tampa Bay, maybe an under in a passing yards, maybe rushing touchdown the other way, whatever you like. You're the coach, you're the GM, you put it together. Build your own or choose from one of their really popular SGPs pre-built for you in FanDuel's top-rated sportsbook app. I love this app. You're going to love it too. FanDuel Sportsbook is, of course, the official partner of 94WIP. New to FanDuel Sportsbook? Well, you can get up to $100 in free bets, win or lose, just by signing up using the promo code AL. That's promo code AL. Make every moment more with FanDuel. Oh. The last guy's got anger management problems.
A little bit, you think? Al, I hate to break it to you.
What happened?
You know, me, Al, Ava, Wechter, a couple other people, Seltzer, we won $36.
Nice.
In the Mega. So
nice. I think I'll retire.
Yeah. And nobody won at all, so it's
that's unbelievable.
$3 billion?
That's incredible.
It's
that
insane.
Many people play and you don't win it.
And nobody won.
Someone, one person in New Jersey and one person in Pennsylvania I have $1 million ticket.
All right, nice. I haven't checked mine, but I checked ours. We did not get it.
Oh.
We wouldn't have been retiring on that either.
No, but it would help me a whole lot. Yes. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, I'd retire on that. My God.
You probably could because you invest and do all that crazy
stuff. That's why I can't. So that's what happens. All right, you have a question of the day, Ava?
I do. We're going to have some fun with it.
What
brought
is it?
Brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Minor fender bender or major accident, Armin Chevrolet's Collision Center will make it right. Find new roads at ArminChevy.com. Do you like taco soup?
Taco soup.
Yes or no?
No.
Really?
No. No.
I like taco soup.
No.
I love tacos. So.
Well, is soup, if you go on a, if you're in your 20s, 30s, whatever, you go on a date, mm-hmm. is soup acceptable date?
Soup is perfect because it's not going to stick in your teeth.
Yeah, but is it messy to eat?
Like, I know. I feel as if I would not order soup because it never.
Why?
Because
you're going to slurp it up?
I'm going to slurp. I don't know what's my deal. I love soup, and I swear every time I pick up the soup,
well, the noise. The way people eat. Some people eat soup. It's you can hear it the next room.
Well, yeah. It does depend on the type of soup. So,
French onion. No,
what about minestrone?
Yeah, no,
I love minestrone.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan. That I think
that's like not even soup. It's got so much stuff in it. You can't.
That's pretty easy. You're not going to get caught in your teeth and everything like that.
Yeah, that's when you go to.
I have braces now, Al, so everything gets caught. I didn't really come.
But I was just wondering if that's like when you dates, like lobster's an issue sometimes. You get somebody who doesn't know how to deal with it.
So you had someone order lobster on a first date?
Well, when you live on a Cape.
Oh, okay.
But you bring people up that, you know, aren't used to it, and like they get it, and then they look at it like,
it is kind of funny because.
How am I going to do this?
For instance, I love snow crabs. It's a little extra work. I will grab it from Bill and crack it.
Yeah, really.
And he hates it. He's like, stop. But, like, I have a better process.
Well, yeah, because the lobster, you got to crack the three knuckles on the lobster, and they don't know what they're doing.
I've never done that.
And then rip, and then cut the back open and get that thing out. And, like, and then you look at it, and then they don't want to eat it because your hands have been all over it.
This is true.
Yeah.
But I don't think soup's the same. Chowder.
I would avoid, like, a chili. I don't think
chili would not be good.
Let's go. So that's our question of the day. If you like that taco soup, which Sirianni's never going to get. If they win, a Super Bowl, it'll be a bowl.
Everybody's going to have. He's going to get a sponsorship.
It'll be a Super Bowl. It's perfect. Let's go to let's check in. Let's go to Marcy out in Levittown. Good morning, Marcy.
Hey, how you guys doing?
How are you, Marcy?
I'm doing awesome. Al, I love seeing you and the guys during the Flyers game.
Yeah, it's been a little better this year. Been a little better. It's been a little easier.
It's awesome. So let me take care of some work. As far as soup goes, I'm very famous for my chicken soup.
Oh.
So I'm very big with chicken soup because it's too bold. It can cure a cold or whatever, and it's good for you. So
yes.
There you go with the soup. And then with milk, me and my family like milk with pie. Like, ooh. It could be apple pie, blueberry pie, any type of pie.
Yeah.
And it has to be ice cold.
Yes, it does. It does have to be ice cold. Absolutely has to be ice cold. Any kind of pie, I agree with that. Anything will go with it. I'm going to give you a spin here, and then I'll take your – ew, you got number 8. You got a prize. You got the Hand and Stone nice. Massage or Facial, any of their places, 15-minute massage or facial, anywhere. There's 60 locations. Wow. Handandstone.com is where you go for that. Anything on the Eagles there, Marcy?
Yes, of course.
Yes.
I've been listening to you since, 5:45 this morning.
Yep.
And the reason why we're so trepidatious – before the game and things like that. I've been a Philadelphia fan for 42 years. I'm 42 years old. Okay. We're not used to that.
Yeah.
And I think because with the injuries and things like that. So that's why we're doing worst case scenario. But we do have the guys coming back. Whatever, you know, physicality they're in right now, it's better than having our backups right now. We need our top guys.
Yeah, well, I mean, I will say it is It's more comfortable always to think people don't believe in you, which is why even good teams say nobody believes in us, which is ridiculous sometimes. No. but it is more comfortable, which is why it's always difficult to repeat, which is when you look at teams that have been at the top for a long time, it's like that's an incredible mental challenge. To be the top dogs.
Especially all the extra games.
Oh, the extra games, and to be the top and have the expectations. Yeah. Like the expectations on the Eagles right now are, it's failure if you didn't. It's like you don't get. There is no house money. There's no. It's like we want the whole damn thing.
It was tempered a little bit how they played over the past month.
Yeah,
but
still,
you have to keep reminding yourself two of those games. They win that Dallas game if Jalen Hurts plays.
Yeah, but they're going into the playoffs.
I don't have any doubt.
Going into the playoffs, and they've got two home games. You're just supposed to win.
Yes.
All right, mate. I'm going to put you on hold there for your prize there, Marcy.
Now, real quick.
What is that?
I wanted to comment about the Flyers pregame pre-post. Yo. Is it Ashlyn Sullivan? Is that her name?
Ashlyn, yes.
Ashlyn. I think the broadcast has been great. I really like her. And Hartsy had me cracking up that every time he said A-L, he kept going A-L. It's fun. I really do enjoy you guys.
Ashlyn went down to pick up her, she's from Florida, right? So she said yesterday, we had a day off, I'm going down to get my dog. I said, huh? She goes, she's got a golden retriever that she's bringing up on the plane. I said, oh, this is going to be interesting.
So does the dog get a C?
Well, you can register a dog as a help dog, whatever you call them.
Like service dog.
Yeah. But which is kind of a, now that she's up here, it's fine. But it's like, you remember what we did with Angelo? You weren't here, Ava.
What?
He wanted that big Barkley. Bentley. Bentley.
I just started when this whole thing went down.
So he wanted it to be a dog that could go places, whatever you call it. So this is a scam. And so I sent in to get the papers for it. And it said reason that you need a help dog. What do you call it?
Therapy dog.
Service. A service dog. Therapy. What do you need? And I said irritable bowel syndrome. And
I forgot about that. And he was not happy.
And they approved it.
They approved it.
Yeah, as long as the dog's not behind you.
That poor dog.
They approved it. They approved. Remember that?
Yes.
The papers
they approved
came.
It
the
was
papers
shocking.
Came. The whole thing came. The whole package came.
Though I will say, I do think that there are people who do need the dogs. But in your case, you're right. Irritable bowel would not be one of those things.
I couldn't believe it.
Because I know when we were just at the airport, they had the dogs, the therapy dogs walking around. And people. Like some people who were having real issues with flying were
fun.
So happy.
Yeah.
People were like laying on the floor with the dogs.
Oh, man. All right. So let's get to that. We already had Marcy. Let's check in. Oh, the captain of the Dirty 30, Jason. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, team.
What's up, Jason? Do you like taco soup, Jason?
No, I hate soup.
You hate soup. I don't think I've ever met anybody who hates soup.
It's just too messy.
I just don't like hot liquids. I don't drink soup.
Oh, all right. Well, you can have what do you call that? That cold soup.
Oh, vichyssoise.
Yeah, vichyssoise. Or you can just get cold. You know, leave the soup cold. But what else you got for us, Jason?
Gazpacho.
Oh yeah.
I want to talk about the Birds. You know, I'm a little bit concerned.
Yeah.
I think Jalen, you know, it's obvious that Jalen's, you know, still a little bit rusty. And if you can't get Lane Johnson back for the playoffs, I think.
Oh, he'll be back. No, no. He's coming back. He's going to play hurt. Yeah. Apparently, he's going to need this surgery post.
We'll talk to Ross about it. He did the midday yesterday. I did it with John and Joe. He played his, I think, senior year with a sports hernia.
You can play with it. It affects people different ways, but you can. But he's going to be back, Jason, just a matter of what percent.
Okay, great. And I got something to do with milk.
What have you got with milk?
A milkshake.
Well, that would be, yeah, ice cream with milk. You know, that's a good one. Ice cream with milk is absolutely, you'll get one. A chocolate milkshake or whatever milkshake. You get number two. You get a Hand and Stone Massage Facial Spa. 50-minute massage or facial. Go any of their 60 locations. Handandstone.com. And I put you on hold for that. Yeah, milkshakes, they now, they're different. We used to call them fraps where I was from.
That was a milkshake?
I guess it's a milkshake called a frap.
Don't they sell those at, like, Starbucks?
Frappuccino, I guess, but we just had fraps. I don't know. I think it's a milkshake. I always was confused on every like egg milkshake. What do you call them? Egg shakes or something?
I've never had those. They're a New England thing, aren't
they?
That's
a New York,
oh, it's a New York
egg
thing.
Shake or something like that. There's some bizarre thing. Just
I don't know what that is.
I forget. I think it's a Brooklyn thing. They put egg in it, I guess. I don't quite understand it. But yeah, we get milk with the guy with the I love blueberry pie with milk. That's one of the
not
few
a blueberry
things.
Pie fan, but pumpkin pie, apple pie.
Yeah,
oh yeah,
yeah. We get it with that, and of course lemon cake.
Yes, it goes. I have it with my lemon cake all the time.
There you go, just to get the cold thing of milk. All right, Sean, Connie, Glenn, we're going to get to you on the other side. We're going to be joined by Ross Tucker, who wants to take some more calls. So if you want to get online,
yes.
You have a. We're going to have
he
our.
He enjoys chatting with the callers.
He does, and whether it's football or food.
We are definitely talking to him about taco soup.
Oh, absolutely. So if you want to get online to ask Ross anything, he wants to talk some deep football and some deep cuisine with you. Time of 94, WIP is 6:53.
Make some.